Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Astrological Intentions. I am your host, Alex Reavy, along with the Santa Seeker herself, Sandy Reavy.
I am. I'm going to go look for him today.
It is episode 280, December 4th. Let's get right into it. In the transits today, Venus ingress Scorpio.
Intense need.
Then Sandy's astro interesting day, Venus trine Saturn on December 5th.
She gets a boost.
December 6th, Wednesday, Neptune stations direct.
Feel the shift.
December 7th, Thursday, Mercury trine Jupiter.
Grasp it all?
And December 9th, Saturday, Venus opposing Jupiter.
Help from the big guy.
Then in Talisman Times, we are announcing our Talisman of the Month for December. And on the horizon, we have a very special annual trunk show happening December 13th. Then in our house, Sandy is heading out on a cross-country train ride, destination Santa Fe.
Woo-woo! Choo-choo!
Stay tuned for this episode of Astrological Intentions.
I say go do you. Now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars. It's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute. Jump in the river. Wash yourself clean so you can deliver you.
Hello, Santa Seeker.
Hello. Welcome back to you.
Thank you.
We're in the studio.
I know.
Oh, it feels good. I don't even know how to use this microphone. You're setting up and go, I don't hear you. I'm like, oh, the microphone has to be swung over here. It's like we haven't done that in a month.
It's been a long time. Maybe even a little longer.
Well, we did do some from the studio in between Greece and your Costa Rica.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. Yeah. Well, tell me, Santa Seeker, what are you most excited about for Santa Fe?
That's the Santa I'm seeking. No, check this out. Guess what this is.
A train.
Yeah. But what is it signaling? There's a code here.
Okay, so there's a code for all different.
Let me do that again and see if you understand this.
Okay.
Come on.
Hey, get off the tracks.
There's a lady tied to the train tracks. We need a bright white shining armor. No, train releases brakes and proceeds.
Okay, so it's let's go.
Yeah, onward hose. Onward goes or mows.
Okay.
And then this, what about this one? Do you know this one?
That's release the Kraken.
The train is stopped. It means it's backing up and we have to acknowledge a hand signal to back up.
Okay.
Because we just missed the station. Oh, God. I'm in search of Santa Fe. I need to get like binoculars out.
We'll see.
Not the train whistle.
We'll see how many train whistles you understand once you're on the train.
Yeah, I was going over them today.
How long is the ride?
24 hours.
Wow, that'll be cool.
It's just enough. You load in at, you know, in Chicago, it starts, and you load in at, we do this.
Yeah.
We leave the station at 3 o'clock, and we arrive, we stop.
Wow.
In Lamy, New Mexico, 24 hours later.
Perfect. And we'll talk more about that in our house. So without further ado, let's go direct to all of you listeners. And a big thank you for listening into this podcast, our crazy train whistles and all. I have a message from Cheryl W., and this was after the Greece retreat that she joined, and also in the kind of beginning stage of my yoga teacher training. She says, wow, the Greece pictures are absolutely amazing. The journey was amazing too, and I am looking forward to the next one, manifesting the money and the health to join the trip next year. Mm-hmm. Take care of yourself, Alex, and enjoy your yoga training. You got this. Which is just so
awesome.
Wonderful because she had some health issues that were maybe going to thwart her from getting to Greece. She overcame that. And she, her one dream and her one goal was to climb up the 300 plus stairs of the Greek monastery. Mm-hmm. And she did it.
She did it. It took all some time, herself. But she did it. She had open heart surgery, you know, several years ago, mm-hmm. and just is, you know, trying to recover from that. And that was just a big, big deal for her. And, you know, you've known her for a long, she's known
right.
you
right.
for longer than you would recognize her. You were 10 years old when,
I
when
know.
She met you.
And it was so great to have her in Greece and be able to celebrate her win of that huge trek, like 300 steps.
We all had trouble.
Yeah, it was a journey.
And her goal is to come to go back so that she can that'll be her yearly. She wants to do this a yearly monitoring of her health, yeah. increasing stability and
wow.
and stamina.
Well, Cheryl, you got this, and I'm so excited to see you next year in Greece. So let's move into the transits and start with today, December 4th, Venus ingress Scorpio.
Venus ingress Scorpio. She doesn't like Scorpio. She literally comes out of her, you know, what's the sign ahead of Scorpio, Alex?
Libra.
So she comes out of this domicile place where she is rules and she's recognized uh-huh. as the queen in her own home, you know, Libra, and then immediately moves into detriment, like she is like fallen, right? Mm-hmm. Like she is not as important. And so that's... And when she goes into Scorpio, there's an intense need or an intense desire. You know, anytime we talk about Scorpio, we should automatically begin the sentence with intense, right? It's just Scorpio. Mm-hmm. So, you know, intense need or intense desire, name it. Don't go wandering around aimlessly about, I have this intensity. You know, I don't know where I should direct it. Right? Like we mm-hmm. need a direction. And, you know, because she's out of her domicile and she's into this detriment, as I mentioned, she could feel stuck because we know that Scorpio is a fixed sign. And so she can get stuck on something, which can then be what? Obsessive, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, do you know about OCD, right? Obsessive compulsive disorder. You know, it can get more in that category, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like repeated, persistent, unwanted thoughts. And that, in fact, this is that I Googled OCD, right?
Okay.
We've heard that. So it's repeated, persistent, unwanted thoughts, urges, or images that are intrusive and cause distress or anxiety.
Mm.
So hold on that for a second, right? So this stays here from Monday, December 4th, through December 30th. So this is here during our entire holiday, you know, a Christmas holiday, Hanukkah holiday time period. So see if you can release your claws.
Yeah.
You know, you go to the manicurist. I just had my nails done and look how pretty they are.
They are looking so good.
This choice. Have your nails done in a square file.
Okay.
Like suggest when you go to get your manicure this month, everybody, ask for the square blunt.
What about like the stiletto or like the coffin one? That one's kind of cool.
Is it sharp?
It's like sharp.
No.
Sharp yet square.
We don't want anything sharp. That's what this whole nail getting
like,
the claws
not, it's not
in.
Sharp, but it's like instead of like a square, which is like it looks like a box, it's more of like a tall box.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Ask for square.
Okay. Square them down.
Square your nails
or
down.
Or round them.
I just don't dig into something or latch on to something this whole season that I want, you know, I want that for Christmas and I will not take anything less than that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But again, use this intense need or desire to do something that's important for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hold on. Don't put your claws into anybody else.
And
you don't want their claws in you.
Right. No.
So put your claws in your project.
Yes. And so one thing that I learned, I feel like I'm going to be throwing in a lot of yoga teacher training factoids here. The non-possession yama of yoga, because within yoga, there's so many, there's eight limbs of yoga, and it's not just the physical practice. So there's also kind of like a code of ethics called the yamas. And those are like how we engage with the rest of the world around us. And one of them is aparigraha, which is non-greed or non-attachment. So like not valuing ourselves by the things that we have around us, or not, you know, becoming obsessed with the thought of something or an object or a person, or, you know, becoming so attached to something. So I think it goes along very well with this. Maybe good practice. That aparigraha will be a good practice for this transit.
How do we do that? Like releasing, releasing self from attaching to something that I've always wanted.
You are not your car. You are not your phone. You are not your, like, and it's, it goes deeper into like, you are not your body. You know, like you kind of have to, one, you have to take care of yourself, right? And there's another yama that talks about that. But the fact that like you are not just your the color of your skin or the style of your hair, or if you even have hair, you know, like becoming attached to those different things that give you identity.
I'm attached to my hair.
Well, we'll see.
No, we're not seeing. I'm keeping my hair. Okay. Anyway, Tuesday the 5th.
That's December 5th, Tuesday, Venus trine Saturn.
You know, she gets a boost here. This is my astro interesting day because, you know, as I mentioned, the day before on Monday the 4th, she's moved into her detriment. But she's trining. She's in harmony with Saturn in Pisces, right? And, you know, there's a reception there. Because Venus is exalted in Pisces. She's not in Pisces right now, but she's in a waving situation. She can wave to Saturn, who's visiting her exaltation placement, Pisces. And she's like, hey, you know, hey, I need a help up on this horse. And he's providing the locked fingers, you know, so that she can step up.
Oh, cool.
To get up. So there's a boost here.
Great imagery.
Yeah, because there's reception helps her out, whatever she needs to do. And Saturn says, hey, let's move ahead. Let's build something. Let's get grounded somehow. And I do like that help up, you know, that help up, that support, that step, that stepping. You know, and Saturn asks for what she needs. Hey, Venus, Aphrodite, what can I provide for you? You know, and possibly... hey, I would like to do something long-term that I can provide for you, right? So, you know, it's good for business connections. So this is a good day to, you know, ask for support. You know, if you need some money, go to the bank, you know, go in and do a trade of some sort. You know, this is a good day to maybe run a sale or... to negotiate something. You're needing support by Saturnian qualities, which are often authoritative. They're they're like somebody that has information that you could use.
Got it.
I like it, even though that's why I called it astro interesting. She's not where she likes to be, but she's looking at Saturn going, hey, throw me a lifeline.
Yep. Perfect. And December 6th on Wednesday, Neptune stations direct.
Yeah, so this happens once a year and you'll feel the shift, especially as Pisces. So pay attention to this shift of energy. It's kind of like, you know, what we don't see. It's Neptune is the modern ruler of Pisces. He's in Pisces, right? He's at 24 degrees of Pisces. So he's been here for a while. He's more than halfway done since we only have, you know, 29 degrees. We start at zero and go to 29. That's our 30. So he only has 6 more degrees to go before he leaves Pisces. So, oh, we're going to be sad about that. But if we think about a ship's rudder, which is underneath the boat that helps it move.
figure out about the direction. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's moving. It's moving direct. So the rudder is changing. We don't see it, but we will feel
interesting.
It,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So
scenery is going to change a little bit.
You know, we're going to be like the wind is shifting. We're going to be starting to, we won't notice that, you know, we won't hear this. We're not going to hear, we're not going to hear something. Right. We're going to, again, feel it. We're going to sense something. We might feel a breeze because the breeze might be coming from a different direction now because we have turned.
Right. Or even, you know, when a boat does kind of make a shift, you're kind of like a little wobbly at first. Like, oh, yeah. I don't have my land legs all of a sudden.
Right. And so the sensitive charts, like, so the sensitive areas of the charts are 24 degrees. And this is anyone born March 15th. Anyone born any year, March 15th has Neptune, has Neptune on their sun, conjunct their sun. And that means that their sun is at 24 degrees of Pisces.
Mm-hmm.
And that we could add on March 15th, March 16th, and March 17th babies. You know, I'm coming up here on March 19th, but I'm not going to feel that until next year.
Mm-hmm.
We know that you're a March 1st baby. You're 11 degrees. So remember when you had that about 5 years, 6 years, 7 years ago, when you woke up on your birthday?
Yes. It was a big shift. It was like a...
Right? You didn't stop crying the whole day. You did not get out of your pajamas.
Right.
You
and who cries on their birthday? That's kind of weird.
You cried the entire day.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to see a movie in your pajamas that night.
It was perfect. Right. I loved it.
Yeah. Anyway, getting back to this, the sensitive charts will sense this movement. And these are all people that have, you know, water signs. So that's either Cancer, Scorpio, or Pisces specifically. You know, maybe the fog can lift a bit. Or, you know, maybe you're able to see through it a little bit. You can kind of see some rays of sunshine or some light behind it. You're asked to see the spiritual side. You're asked to see what is really beyond the veil, beyond the fog, that may have a vision of non-defined imagery, right? So it's like, is that an oasis?
Hmm.
You know, do I see this Moroccan camel over there in the middle of the
desert? The canvas tents in the middle of the desert.
Right.
And that's kind of interesting,
which is funny
too.
Because... you know, just let me say this, you know, we talk about the oasis on highways, you know, freeways, that there would always be, you'd be just driving. And then all of a sudden you're seeing this oasis that you could get off at and have food and bathroom break and gas break and, you know, walk around break. Cause it was like planned, because there hadn't been an exit for a while. So we get these oases. So
let's move on to December 7th, Thursday, Mercury trine Jupiter.
Right. This is the first of three. Mercury is still in shadow. He's not retrograde yet. He's got about 5 or 6 more days before he retrogrades. But being in shadow means that he is in an area of the sky that he will repeat and travel back over again. Mm-hmm. So this is the first of three. And hey, it's trine Jupiter. Can you grasp it all? Right. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, like what? Like Scooby-Doo, like what? All of that.
Mm-hmm.
For now, just see the possibilities. Because what is the big picture? It might be too big for you to see it all, but just nibble at it. Right. Mm-hmm. Mercury's going to have some more time to nibble at this. There'll be two more passes for this more focused answer, which happens on January 20th. So we have here, you know, about the 6-week period to say, what's this big thing? And, you know, I don't know why I'm keep thinking about my retreats right now, because, you know, we're preparing 4 of them in 2024. And so for this right now, all of this data points, it's so funny. I've got a notebook for my Casa Tara in Mexico. I've got a notebook for my Bali in April. I've got a notebook for my Amargos, Greece in September. I've got a notebook for Egypt in October. And it's really interesting that this Mercury is like what are all the details with all of this going on, mm-hmm. right? So, you know, I sent out an email to a couple people that had said to me that they're interested in these each particular before Mercury does go retrograde, so that people can use this week to decide, you know, they wanted to go on one, maybe two. I remember one lady handed me her credit card at the beginning of the year and said, sign me up for everything.
Right, right.
So, you know, for everyone to see these possibilities that are in front of you, to get into a more of a focused, because we can't right now, mm-hmm. right? It's like too big.
All right. And then I think our last transit, December 9th, Saturday, is Venus opposing Jupiter.
Yeah. So Venus now is, these are the two benefics. This is Venus, you know, the Aphrodite. And remember, she's in Scorpio, where she's got these long red dripping blood fingernails, right?
Yeah.
And she's in opposing Jupiter. And so, again, Jupiter is still retrograde. Jupiter will go direct at the end of the year. It's just so fitting when we get to the end of the year that we start the new year with Jupiter just coming out of his retrograde. That doesn't happen very often. It's brilliant. I love that. But right now, here on the 9th, Jupiter is retrograde, but he's in Taurus. Again, Jupiter is helping out Venus, because mm-hmm. we see that that reception. Because who rules Taurus that Jupiter is in?
Venus.
Mm-hmm. So Venus is in this opposition, getting help from the big guy Jupiter. So fill up your empty jar, mm-hmm. right? What do you need to top off? Now watch trying to overfill, right? It's wasteful and messy. Don't do it. And that's what this opposition is about. You know, it's kind of like, oh, I'm able, you know, it's kind of like I got a clear passage. I can get through. I finally found I can get through the Red Sea, right? There's a divide, mm-hmm. division, and I can get through. But why try to carry too much? It reminds me of that weekend that you and I did, the women's weekend. When we were literally, we were going up for the weekend. Should we talk about that story real quick? It kind of reminds me of this.
Interesting. You know, yeah.
We all pack, and, you know, like I'm packing right now, heading on my train trip. And it's so funny. It's like, I'm putting things in this suitcase thinking, I want my comforts, right? So I literally packed a strand of Christmas lights. Don't roll your eyes at me.
I'm not. Because I'm thinking, that's cute.
Oh my God, what if there's no Christmas lights in this Airbnb that I'm renting? I want to string some lights up.
Yeah.
So I do that. But getting back to this women's weekend we did some years back, one of the things that we did is we arrived, mm-hmm. we literally had to run with everything that we had packed,
right?
Whether that was our suitcase, our carry-on bag, our purse, our pillow, our blankie,
our bag food, of groceries,
our bag of groceries, because we need snacks. And hey, we're going to bring apples for everybody. So I've got two big bags of apples, and everybody had to
haul it.
Load on somehow all of this stuff that we each brought.
Yep.
And run, because there's somebody on the other, down the hill and up the other hill, with a stopwatch and mm-hmm. a clipboard. And we had to race.
Yeah.
Our peoples that we don't really know, these women, right? Because we're joining. Right. It was probably about 15 of us. And some of us are rolling on the rocky road, because it was all gravel and
it was
down
crazy.
This big hill and then up.
The main lesson was,
we carry too many things that we don't need.
Yes.
There were some women when I got down, because I was going to be very determined, and there was a woman that was off the side of the road crying with her bag of groceries had burst.
Oh, yeah.
And all of her groceries, and she had oranges, and she had apples too. And it's like, she was crying. And it was like, you know, some of us went over to say, what are the important things? I'll take something that you really need. Leave the apples, mm-hmm. leave the oranges, leave the almonds.
Right.
we'll give those to the animals. But, and that whole idea was, you just need to carry what you need.
Right. Yeah. And we have this, you know, kind of culture that has told us that we need so much, and it's just not true.
Yeah. So this whole trying to overfill, right? Like, we hear the word top up, but when we're topping up like our gasoline tank, right?
Right.
You don't want to overfill your tank and have gasoline streaming down the side of your car. Not safe.
Right.
So don't be wasteful. Don't be messy.
Or just overdoing it.
Just take
Are
what
you trying
need.
To like explain about your Christmas lights now? Or those are
no,
light
those
enough?
Those are still going. Those are still going along with all my other stuff that I'm looking at right now.
Well, that's awesome. And well, that's a wrap on the week in the transit. So let's move into We're moving on. We're moving on into talisman times. No finish, no upcoming.
Well, there
however.
Is one upcoming, but it's 3 o'clock in the morning, the day that I get into Santa Fe after not sleeping for probably a whole night. So
yeah.
I'm not going to talk about it. And if I get up and do it, I'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll bring it up. The talisman of the month of December is to work together for success together. Together, we design and construct a community plan for the people. Totally reminds me of like forefathers in a room saying, we the people. But here it's just like, how can we work together and construct a plan for the people in our community? I like this one. It's beautiful.
Right? It's like together, 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 together. We're doing it all in unison.
And community is very important. I mean, anytime that we go to Bali, it's just one of the biggest reminders is that their community, their sense of community there is unmatched. You know, we have wonderful communities here in the U.S., or so it looks like, right? But really, I mean, would your community come together to help
pay
for your
night. Yeah.
Have haircut night?
Yeah.
Or
to pay for your
wedding?
Or pay for your father's funeral?
Yeah.
You know, cremation services and everybody making the flowers
and the food. I mean, and it's all done by the community.
Yep.
Without a doubt.
They don't hire caterers. They have their own caterers, their own flower makers, their own arrangers, their own tailors, their sewers. I mean, everybody has a job that...
It's so beautiful.
Everybody needs.
And it's such a great reminder.
And we think, too, about, you know, how many times have I now watched The Blue Zone? Mm-hmm. I watched it again with Andrew.
What is it?
Ikaria. And one of the main things, even in Japan and...
That's the one I'm talking about, the icky guy or something like that?
Oh, yeah. That it's community. It's about
community.
Hey, she's in the hospital. We go see her every day because she will have this
connection
of purpose to stay around, stick around. Then it reminds me of O. Henry's The Last Leaf. That don't make me cry. That she was going to die when the last leaf left the building, right? You're making me cry.
Well.
And I just put my new, did you notice my new eye makeup?
It looks cute.
You know what it is? It's this new eyeliner for people over 50.
It looks good.
Right. Where it doesn't
tug. Don't cry it off. Okay. Well, how about we save the tears for another day and we can do the O. Henry last leaf because that's a great story. I love that one.
I know. I should read it online here.
No, not right now. We'll do that next week.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see. I think that is all we need to discuss.
But if I read it next week, I have to bring the book and I don't want to pack the book. So we're going to read it in 2 weeks from now.
Okay, great. 2 weeks from now. All right. So let's move on to the horizon where we have finished up the December forecast and cheat sheet PDF. If you want to head over to our Patreon community again, here's our community, where you can see the December forecast and the cheat sheet starting today, just for the Little Dipper tier cost. So it's a great idea. December 13th, this is our next event coming up, is our annual trunk show. This is a wonderful event where we have a raffle for a free intention bracelet. You can join in, you can ask questions, you can engage directly with Sandy about, you know, which is a great fit for your intention for the year, so that you can get your talisman ready and rearing for this brand new year, a fresh yep. start and ready to go. So I'm going to include the link in the description in this episode. So go ahead and register and join us.
Yes.
January, don't forget, we have kind of our last call here this week, maybe next week. But if you are interested in joining the 2024 Mexico retreat, make sure to sign up today. There is only one room left.
I have to release it in the next few days.
Oh, okay. So hurry. Just in case you are interested, make sure to reach out to us first, and then we can get you on the list if possible. And of course, if you're interested in joining us for any of the retreats coming up for the 2024 lineup and you have a few questions, you can receive a free 15-minute reading with Sandy. Link is in the description.
Yes.
And we're going to finish up our episode here in our house, as we normally do. You, Mom, are heading out on a cross-country train ride.
Yes.
Do you want to cue the sound effects over there?
It sounds kind of – we only got half a tank.
Destination Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Yeah.
And are you excited?
I'm really excited. I used to go here every March, April for my birthday until I discovered Bali. And now I go to Bali every March, April. But now I've reconnected to my Santa Fe trail every December. And it's a really nice time to go there.
Right.
Because it's, you know, you do get a little bit of the snow. I know it snowed the other day out there. So, and I go right to the 2024 astrological transits, all of the aspects that the planets are doing, the situations. There's a big one coming up in April with Jupiter making a connection to Uranus. That happens once every 15 years. That's happening in 2024. And just kind of sitting in it, because I can do no clients. I can do nothing else other than being in the energy. I have to literally time travel into 2024 and experience. So I have to go away from my regular assigned statements.
Right.
My positioning here in the studio.
Yes. And so it's like we discussed in the beginning, the top of the episode, 24-hour train ride. But I know that this is like secretly, or maybe publicly, who knows, your favorite way to travel.
To Santa Fe.
Oh, just to Santa Fe.
Just to Santa Fe. Only because I did that with my dad when I was young, and you did it with me and your brother and grandma and grandpa, because I have a cousin out there, right? I have good friends out there. I have astrology friends. Hey, Michael and Ridge, I'm on my way. Farley, I'm coming out. Jamie, I'm coming out. So I've got peeps out there, right? But interesting that I did an astrocartology on one of the clients I have for my monthlies, because she said, let's do astrocartology. Where in the world is good for me to live? And so we looked at a couple places in the world, and I said, hey, you know, this New Mexico area, you have a line going through this. It seems very interesting. She said, I've never been. And she's from Chicago, you know, here. And she's a client and a friend, and we're good travelers together. And she said, hey, can I go with you to Santa Fe when you go again? I said, I'm going in December again. She goes, I said, I take a train. She goes, I've never been on a train either. I'm like,
yeah,
okay.
So, cool.
So I went ahead and booked. So it'll be very interesting for me to watch her discovery of train ride for a 24-hour period.
Yeah.
And we're not getting a sleeper, because, hey, I'm just telling you, sleepers are expensive.
Yeah, not really worth it.
I mean, you could fly first class, which is silly to fly a two-hour first class flight. But and they have delicious food in the dining car. And then there's an observation car. I mean, you can walk around, you can, mm-hmm. you can sleep. We're going to be there through the midnight hours. And, but it's just, it puts your body in what I consider a shifting, like downshifting mm-hmm. into kind of I don't know if it's called overdrive, or where you're both feet are off the pedals. You don't have one on the clutch. You don't have one on the brake. You don't have one on the gas pedal.
Like you're in like kind coasting. Of
you're coasting.
Yeah.
But yet it feels like you're also going backwards. Even it feels like a retrograde-ish retrogression going forward, because you're seeing the middle of the country of this America and watching cows and sunsets and sunrises and vast land. And it's like, well, I'm not on a covered wagon, but maybe I was once on a covered wagon, and I can have a nice steak dinner if I want, a glass of wine. I can go color.
There's so much freedom.
I can
freedom
read. I can watch a movie. I can close my eyes. I can there's stuff to do
mm-hmm.
and you're still going somewhere.
Right.
And then when you get to Lamy, I mean, there's no Wi-Fi service there. It's just the same building that they built in the late 1800s, early 1900s.
And it's not staffed.
There's no staff. There's no Wi-Fi. You have got to have your ride set up in advance, mm-hmm. which I just did with Bernard. Bernard's Transportation from Lamy.
Yeah, it's like the only option, which is so crazy. So,
you know, really kind of like you're going into the wild, wild west. And it's called the Santa Fe Trail, and it ends in Santa Fe.
Cool. Yeah.
At La Fonda Hotel. We're not staying there. We're staying at a 3-bedroom. And funny this too. So we mentioned it to one of our other friends who lives in Iowa and said, hey, do you want to go with us to Santa Fe? She's like, yeah. So we've got, okay, then we're going to get a 3-bedroom,
mm-hmm.
you know, casita with kivas and which are the fireplaces.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, stucco. It's all. And I said, we're taking the train. She goes, okay. She lives not a half hour from the Amtrak station. So as we pull through her town, she's hopping on at 6:30.
Oh, so much fun.
So we're going to save her a seat, and dinner, the last call for dinner is at 6:30. So we're going to get a reservation for her. So.
Oh, cool.
Right? It's going to be like,
that's going to be super fun. Yeah. All aboard. You're going to need to bring this whistle.
I might confuse the conductor because I'm so efficient at this. It'd be like, they're like, we're stopping? I'm like, no, I'm sure I messed that up. No, we're not going backwards. Oh, no, I'm not bringing it.
Oh, that's actually funny.
That's waste.
Oh, okay.
Although it is made of this like plywood, it's very lightweight.
Yeah.
But it's like a feather, but it's wasteful. Wait, wasteful.
Yeah. Cute.
This is very silly. Maybe it's because
I think it's because
you're back in the studio and I'm taking off.
Well, I think it's because we're in person too. When we're recording over Zoom, it's not as fun. Yeah. It's not as exciting, which just goes to show that in person events are going to be like more and more valuable, I think.
Yeah.
So anyway, I think that is a wrap on this week's episode. Thank you everybody for listening in to our shenanigans and our train stop.
Let me see what else
goes.
Let me see if there is a signal for a good looking man wrapped in a red bow on the middle of the track, and the first one to release him gets him. Let's see, what about this one? Flag man to protect the rear of the train.
That sounds about right.
Okay, here we go. We're gonna go. Wait, flag man return from the west or the south.
Okay, that's it.
What about flag man return from the east or the north?
Okay.
Train is approaching a public grade crossing. Here we're gonna go. We're gonna go off on this. Flagman is returning.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much again for joining us. We are going to see you all next week. Bye-bye. I say go do you. Now try.
travel far, share your stories and earn your scars. It's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute, jump in the river, wash yourself clean so you can deliver you. The story of you, the story of you. The story of you, the story of you.